Germany has begun publishing an online list of some of the 1,400 artworks found in that Munich flat last week. Hundreds of paintings by artists like Matisse, Picasso, Chagall. They were discovered in 2011 by tax authorities investigating Cornelius Gurlitt, the reclusive son of an art dealer in Munich. But the world only learnt about the works when a German magazine revealed their existence this month. And the Munich works are thought to be among the many which the Nazis either seized from Jews or removed from galleries as degenerate modern art. Anne Weber is the founder and co-chair of the Commission for Looted Art in Europe, and she is with us from London. Anne Weber, good morning.
Good morning.
So the German government has now announced a task force to speed up the investigation of the provenance, the ownership of the artworks. How does it propose to do this?
In a not very helpful way, we think. We feel that it's essential that there be full disclosure of all the works of art that are in this collection, the 400 works that you mentioned. At the moment, they're saying that there are some 590 works which are believed to come from Jewish collections, and they're going to take some time to research them. Well, we feel it's essential that if they know of these 590 works, there should be no reason not to publish them now.
The website is publishing some of the works, however.
They published 25 works last night, which are actually only three paintings and 22 works on paper. And quite a few of them are works that were published last week at a press conference when this issue came to public attention. There are 13 works from one collection from a Dr. Glaser from Dresden, and it's believed there are 180 works of his in this collection. So it is hard to understand why the German government just doesn't provide a list of all the works, because it's also not entirely clear whether people are able to make claims, because at the moment the legal status of these works of art is very much in limbo, in that they all belong to Mr. Gurlitt, in whose possession they were found legally. So the German government is kind of betwixt and between, and it needs to work on the legal issues in tandem with the research issues.
So Germany has been pretty good about dealing with Nazi art, stolen Nazi art in the past, hasn't it?
Actually, Germany has not been the leader in this field, as one might have expected it would be. It's dealt so well with so many issues from the Nazi past, but the issues of looted art is very much its Achilles heel, and they haven't been well addressed. And the way that this whole issue has been dealt with, the fact that it wasn't published, as you say, it only came to public attention because of a scoop in the press, shows really that there's not a great culture of transparency about looted art in Germany, and there is a general unwillingness to share information and indeed to enable families to get their works back. And after 70 years of families looking for their works, it's really an obligation of Germany to return them. It was, art looting was declared a war crime at Munich, and the German government has said, the German culture minister has said, that there are thousands and thousands of works in German public collections which have not yet been disclosed or published, and which, until that happens, no line can be drawn under this issue in Germany.
And in this particular stolen collection of art from this Munich flat, I mean, will the government in time put the full collection online, or they haven't indicated?
They haven't indicated. We're talking to them tomorrow and hope that they will make a commitment that they will do it very, very shortly. It really does need to happen quickly. There are so many families. We've been inundated with calls from all over the world and emails from families who are just hoping that their looted works of art that they've given up hope of ever finding might be in this collection.
And the art, as you say, is currently legally owned by the son of this art dealer who dealt modernist art, looted modernist art for the Nazis. What do you need to do? What do the people you speak with need to do in order to challenge that ownership?
Well, it's actually in the hands of the German legal authorities. They really need to repeal the statute of limitations, because at the moment, as I say, the works belong to him. So they need to find a legal way that there are many looted works of art in private collections in Germany, as well as in public collections. And the German government really has to now find a way to ensure that they can be all returned, whether it's from this collection or from others, to their rightful owners, particularly if they've been in, as you say, this man's father was he was one of the leading Nazi art dealers, and he helped Hitler collect works for his famous Linz Museum. So it is really unconscionable that such work should stay with the with his family.
So in order for the status quo to change, in order for the works to be lawfully, legally not in the possession of this son of a Nazi art dealer, the law needs to change through the German parliament. Because as the law exists now, the ownership will stay with him.
That's the way it is at the moment, and we are talking to the German authorities tomorrow to discuss how they think they can achieve this in the quickest time possible.
There've been international agreements on dealing with looted cultural property and restitution. How effective have these been?
Well, the most recent of these, I mean, there've been agreements since 1943. But